a win, but probably a bit more of a tense watch than you would have liked. Give us your overall assessment. A win's a win, 3 points.
Yes, exactly. So you were spot on in your analyzing, but I'm struggling to use the word but today, because I'm happy with the win. And yeah, each and every game on this level is difficult. So difficult. You have to be spot on and fully switch on in each and every second in order to win points. You just have to have a look on other results. So it's so difficult in this league to win points. And it's a massive compliment to my lads that we are delivering at the moment with consistency. And I'm pretty delighted with the win, pretty delighted with 3 points, delighted with a clean sheet and also with the performance. So actually it's the 1-0 result is actually a joke anyhow, yeah, because the game should have been already buried at halftime. So when I think about not just about the goal of Timo, but also all the other situations, Timo Pukki 1-1 on the goalkeeper out of 11 yards, Mario Frančić 10 yards central in front of the goal, Emi Buendia 10 yards central in front of the goal. So if you could pick three players who should finish this situation, then we would exactly go for these three players, but also all the other situation, Todd, good shooting position in the box. Max Aarons thought in one situation after a great chip ball of Kenny McLean that he was an offside. Otherwise, he could have run with the ball into the empty goal anyhow. He was also 3 or 4 times. Really good performance, Max, by the way. In behind their back four and then with cutback situations close to their goal. Actually, I have to be careful, but we should have been at least 3 or 4-0 up at halftime, and then the game should have been buried. Second half, perhaps not that many chances like in the first half, but still there. Timo Pukki 1-1 on the goalkeeper. Todd Cantwell, great chance. Mario Frančić shooting position. It's always the same. So if you don't score the second or the third goal against Rotherham, they always have a chance to come back into this game. And I like their attitude. So it's a brave side. They always play with courage. They go for it. They always give them the chances to score goals, and they score more or less in each and every game goals and are there and many competitive, especially in this topics. And we didn't score the second goal. And then you have to make sure that you play without any mistakes in order to return back to the dressing room with a clean sheet. So that's then the task. And I got the feeling also in this topic, we were quite concentrated. Tim Krul hardly had to make a save. But then, of course, then in 90 minutes, there are also one or two situations when you are there with a little mistake and then you have to repair it. And in one scene, for example, in the second half, Max Aarons was there with a massive block and repaired one of these little mistakes when Rotherham also had the chance to score. So, yeah, of course. So after this game, our goal difference should look much better than it really is after this game. But much more delight, I'm with the win. And much more important are also the 3 points. And for that, many compliments for the win, many compliments for the clean sheet to my lads and also for the performance.
In a roundabout way, we all know your team, when they click, they can score goals and put teams away. But does that show another sign, given that the run-in, as you know, 2 years ago will be very tense, there'll be tight games like that, but to come out the right side of it, that shows another face to your side, doesn't it?
Yeah, so you know that our style is always offense, and we always think about more attacking than just defending. We want to attack games, just we want to win football games instead of just avoiding losses anyhow. This is our style. And we got lots of praise for our possession-based football, for creating, for sticking to our principles, for bypassing pressings, even on Premier League level. But I'm a deep believer in that you also have to have a good balance and you have to be there with a good defending behavior. Even my first season I was here, I think, was a record of back-to-back clean sheets for this club. And I always value that you have to be there with a good defensive structure and good defensive work. And this is what one lets also deliver at the moment. So if we can criticize and sometimes a bit the effectiveness in using the chances, we are great in our offensive display. We create a lot. We win at the moment many, many games. But I'm also quite happy with the steel and also the tactical discipline, the concentration, our defensive work. It's not just due to the center backs or to the goalkeepers, due to the whole team. When I think about the behavior of our fullbacks today or the more defensive midfield players, but also the offensive players, how much they work in order to make sure there's always pressure on the ball. Todd Cantwell, Emi Buendia, Timo Pukki. I'm quite delighted with this behavior, and it's definitely a team success at the moment. And I have to praise this mentality and this side of my team as well.
You mentioned the centre-backs. Just to clarify, no Ben Gibson today. And obviously then, flip side, give us your assessment. How Christoph went in there alongside Grant.
Yes, once Ben woke up this morning, he reported some back problems, and it came more or less out of a sudden anyhow, because there was not an issue in the last days. But yeah, you know, when you have to deliver all 3 days on difficult pitches, yeah, sometimes this could happen. And yeah, we had a chat, and then also got the feeling, so if he's not really 100% ready to go, yeah, then all our players, our whole squad is there so tied together, and you know, it makes no sense to start him if he's not there with 1%. We tried everything in order to make sure that he's at least on the bench, but during the warm-up he reported that he didn't feel comfortable to sprint, and that was the reason we brought then also Andrew Obomami-Dele into the squad more or less in the last second. And yeah, if I'm honest, I was totally convinced that Christoph would deliver with a top performance, because it was also strange, yeah, because in training he looks unbelievably sharp, unbelievably concentrated, disciplined. Also strange at the moment to leave a player out at times with this quality and this experience, also what he has done. Also on this level for us, and yeah, I was never concerned that he would deliver, and he totally paid my trust back. Also not easy for him, yeah, because he had to wait a while till he was back in the starting lineup. But I think also a compliment for him that we were able to return back to the dressing room with a clean sheet, and many compliments.
Final one from me. You've won. I'm sure you've seen the results today. Brentford and Swansea both lost, 7 points clear. Feels like a very good weekend for you.
Yes, but if I'm honest, all the other results are not important for us. It just shows that you always have to be switched on, that each and every game is unbelievably difficult, and how much we should also value when we are there with a 2-0 win at Coventry, unbelievably comfortable. So they apart take our game a little bit away. So I mentioned that meanwhile they have then lost just 1 out of 11, and I think there were 8 or 9 times there was a clean sheet anyhow, and It just says a lot about our performances in the last week, and also how massive our results are, and all the other topics are not important. Yeah, for the table is for me really. It's not important at the moment. Just the points are important, and I'm happy and delighted with 64 points. But one thing is also for sure. So, if we stop winning points right now with 64 points, we wouldn't even make it into the playoffs. So, let's make sure that we win as quick as possible. 80 points. When we have 80 points, then we are safe in the playoffs, then we are happy, then we have achieved our target. And if there are then a few games left, then we go for more. But we have to keep going. So the games are coming thick and fast, and momentum can change so quick on this level. I'm not too carried away. It's more like you have to make sure that in 3 days we are again competitive in a really difficult away game against Birmingham. Another away travel, another third game for us within 6 days. Will be a difficult pitch. They won today. They will be desperate to win the next point in their relegation battle. And it's an unbelievably difficult game. And our focus is today, already after the game, just on Birmingham, nothing else. So we want to keep going and want to add the next points on our belt on Tuesday. And this is our own focus.
Hi, Daniel. Just one from me. How do you exactly do you assess Timu's performance? Seem quite as sharp as he has been in the past. Is that something we should we care about the past? Is that unfair that he's done so well in the past, and now we're thinking, why is he not quite as good as he was if he's scoring winning goals?
I've got some problems with the volume right now. So the question was, why Timu is not as sharp as he was in the past?
Yeah, is that, if he scores winning goals, does that matter?
Wow, I have to think a bit about the question because it surprised me. I think he's unbelievably sharp. I think he's fantastic. For me, he's the best striker in this league. When I judge the last two games, he scored our more like first goal at Coventry. First goal is always the most difficult goal. Was a fantastic assist to Emi Buendia. I was there with a fantastic assist to Todd Gentwell today. He scored again the first goal, looked unbelievably sharp in his movements. They were never able to control his movements. Yeah, the goalkeeper was there two times with great saves against him. I think he looked unbelievably sharp against the ball, many, many good pressing situations. So I think Timo is there with his best shape, and to be honest, didn't seem at any point ever better. So he's playing in the team who is sitting top of the table. He's there with many, many goals, but also lots of workload for the team. I think he's outstanding at the moment, and Yeah, for that it's difficult anyhow to I can't answer your question why he's not as sharp as in the past. I think he's even better, if I'm honest. So it's difficult to answer the question in a different way.
Yeah, I think his overall play, you can't fault it, the effort he puts in. It's just there was a couple of chances, that's all. And it's not a major criticism of him.
Yes, he has missed. He could have scored today 3 or 4. That's definitely right, yes. But this has also happened in the past. So I think even in the season when he won the Golden Boot on championship level and was get the award as the best player, anyhow, he missed also unbelievable amount of chances. I can remember a few. It's always the same. So if he would use each every chance, he would finish up with one goal. It's the same for Robert Lewandowski or Mo Salah. You can't finish each and every situation. Yes, today he could have scored 2 or 3. You could criticize that the finish could be in the first situation a bit better, in the second half also a bit better. But this is what you always have. On the other hand, then was for example his finish last weekend in last game, or also the first goal today. Unbelievable calm after a 30-yard sprint, and to be then that cool and calm to put the ball through the legs of the goalkeeper, I think was outstanding. And for that, I don't expect him to use each of the chance. So I'm unbelievably happy with Timo at the moment, and also happy that he's back to his best fitness level, because he had some more difficult periods during the season. I would agree in this topic, but it was just always caused by injuries. Yeah, once he came back after injury, you needed then perhaps sometimes a week to be back at a special shape. But at the moment, I think he's if he goes for the on like this, then he's unplayable. And I'm pretty happy with Timo at the moment.